These are dudes from, you know, some of the most, you know, terrible places in the world, man. Like, and now they're successful business people. They help employ people. They took people off the streets and gave them jobs and opportunities. And, you know, hip hop made that possible.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's E. Color sitting over here next to this drunk ass old man.
You already going in on him.
Damn.
This is going to be a marvelous show.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo, our boy. Man, King Killer, has already been enjoying the barbecue sauce.
Ooh, man, lathered up, ready to shave.
Yeah, yes, sir. Next door neighbor had a barbecue and invited him over, and he is lathered up, my niggas.
I tell you what, boy, that great goose.
Yes, sir. He's been goosed.
The goose is loose. First up, we go to Hip Hop Digest Show is the largest vocabulary in hip hop.
You wanted to hear it.
So anyway, Egri sent me this whole situation, and I've seen it on several Dick Ride blogs where somebody basically took MCs and who had the largest vocabulary. And, you know, number one was Aesop Rock. Number two was Wu-Tang Clan Collective. And number three was kind of like a tie between Kool Keith, Cannabis, and Cunlinguist. I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. And I'm not surprised. Yeah. Dick Rag blogs and people who were commenting, they were pissed.
Why were they pissed?
Well, I think they pissed because their favorite MC was sort of kind of in the middle of the pack. You know, like you had all the popular names sort of in the middle toward the end of the pack, mm-hmm, and whatnot. I believe that people would have been better if they showed a corresponding graph, meaning that the higher the vocabulary, the lower the sales. So the graph would have been opposite, because at the end it was like DMX and Drake and guys with, you know, lower vocabularies, but they got huge sales.
Yes, they did.
You know what I'm saying?
Or do.
And the guys at the top of the list, well, you know, with the exception of Wu as a collective, really didn't sell that many records.
Right.
But anyway, so the part that I thought was interesting is the fact that the South had the lowest average of 4,268 words, and the East Coast had the highest. That also had niggas pissed.
He could have saved the research money on that, B.
Well, somebody had nothing else to do.
Right, exactly. So, you know, so that already had niggas pissed, you know, because of the South dominance. Oh, fuck them niggas. There was all of that talk out there.
You say the hook over and over and over. Your vocabulary is short.
In fact, only 4 of the 17 Southern-based artists in the database were above average. So only 4 out of the 17 were above average. And he said, my guess is a function of the, as he calls it, the crunk music, like you said, call and response, resulting in more repetition of words.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. So anyway, and he said at the end of the whole thing, he kind of summed it up. And he was like, this list is exactly what it is due to the research. But the corporate rapper said it. I dumbed down for my audience to double my dollars.
There it is. He wasn't lying.
And that is the key to this whole list. People with huge vocabularies, command of the English language, inventing their own slang, whatever, are
dictionary rappers.
Are dictionary rappers. Guys with hooks like, you know what I'm saying? Sell that dope. Sell that dope. Niggas, we sell that dope. That.
I don't know what to call it.
We sell that dope.
There you go.
So anyway, that's, you know, the largest vocabulary in hip-hop. So check it out. Yeah. People were pissed.
What did it mean to you, sir?
Actually, I thought, as I'm looking at it, there were some people on there that I thought probably should have been there. I thought hieroglyphics kind of should have been in there. You talk about large vocabulary. It's real smart guys. Stanford graduates, you know, always have something interesting to say. I mean, I just kind of looked at kind of who maybe should have, could have been in there. I mean, he had a criteria of particular albums, solo albums, and things of that nature. So a lot of guys weren't going to get in. So
Shocked that those speed rappers were a little far back. You know, towards the middle, the speedy dudes.
Oh, like Twista. Yo, now Twista did make the list, though.
Well, oh, no doubt. But I'm saying, as far as I guess the speed of his rapping didn't have much to do with the extent of the words he was using.
So, right, I got you.
I was just surprised by that.
Indeed.
Just because you're rapping fast don't mean you're saying something.
No doubt. Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Jet Magazine announces they will be ending their 63-year print run.
That's crazy, ain't it?
And focus on the digital-only format arriving in June. No more Jet magazines in the barbershop.
Damn.
Wow.
At the beauty salon.
At the beauty salon. That is
coffee table.
Exactly.
Exactly. And that is something that young guys coming up will not have. And we were a part of it. 63 years.
Yo, B, digital media is the new boss.
Oh, there's no question. I'm not dissing digital media, but I'm telling you, there is nothing like going to the barbershop.
No doubt.
And picking up Jet.
Yep, looking at old ass centerfold of the week or whatever that joint was.
Whether it was old ass centerfold of the week or new ass centerfold of the week. I mean, the Jet really was the pioneer that the whole Jet beauty.
Yeah.
The whole passing right. Dang, yo, she looking good.
A lot of them was from this area.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
it might have been regional, though. Don't you? I think it might have been regional.
I don't know about
that. But we saw a lot from this area.
From this area. So you're right. It might have been regional. Everybody might have picked it up in Cali, and most of them would have been out from that way.
Right. Listen, I asked the listeners about that. Was it regional? What kind of beauties of the week was in there?
No doubt. If you go to Google Docs that you sent me several years ago,
yes, sir,
you can look at every Jet magazine ever printed.
No doubt.
That's how they're going to look at them from now on.
Yeah.
Look
exactly.
Put them on your phone. That's it.
So no doubt, it's a farewell to the Jet magazine. Yo, that's kind of big. I'm sad about that. In print only, anyway.
Right.
No doubt. Next music on. I mean, damn.
Ooh.
I think you got the goose sound effects on it, nigga. That's funny. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is pop music sales plummet as the top 10 collectively only sell 300,000 copies.
As a collective?
As a collective.
God damn.
The top 10 of all total sales, 320,000 copies, a third of which were the Frozen soundtrack. Then they go all the way. I'm not talking about anybody on the list except for number 50 at Schoolboy Q, who sold 5,545 copies. And niggas won't tell me he thorough, but that's all right though. I'm just saying. So, which begs the difference.
So that first week when he was number one, that was it. After that, he hadn't sold that many. After that,
no. Okay. Well, again, we're looking at the entire top 10, only 300,000. With that being said, while everybody's running to the pop border, why would they do it? Cats ain't really selling joints.
They want to be popular.
So that's that. You know, the old adage that video killed the radio star, so did MP3 kill video?
I don't know, that's a good question. Sales? I don't know, because I think
free
that
downloads killed everybody.
Well, yeah, I still, the free download thing, I just think that there's so much music. I mean, there's a huge array of music, pop or otherwise.
Yeah, but that those 300,000 sold is being played on the radio ridiculously over and over and over.
No,
so niggas ain't got to buy music.
Well, no, right. Now, there you go. Now, see, that's the point I like to focus on, in the fact that the guys that are in the top 50 get airplay at a ridiculous amount of airplay. Along with, even if you're not even buying the joints. I mean, YouTube, You can program your own playlist and play that joint anyway.
No doubt.
I mean, there's no need. Society, there's no need to buy. It's
to
set
my
up.
Point, free made it all fucked up now.
Yeah, you got to do it for the love, you mean?
Yeah, but no more.
Damn.
It's free 99. Everything is free 99. Niggas don't want to pay for shit no more.
Why should they though?
Exactly. We've been spoiled.
I mean, really, to be honest with you, why should they? Because, you know, you pick any rapper, Little or Trappy or Swaggy. I mean, there's a hundred of them.
K Can I touch on that swaggy shit for just a moment?
Go ahead if you need to.
Yeah, because I was, you know, I'm the one that usually is last to come up on some shit, a la Waka Flocka.
No doubt.
And right. I had these brothers tripping again as we was headed to the Greek after the show last week. We was going to get that good breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
And Swaggy P happened to come up, and I'm in the backseat, and I'm saying to myself, should I tell these niggas I don't know who Swaggy P is?
Because Kurt G said something about Swaggy P, and I said I will never wear his jersey. So I'm a Laker fan. He didn't know Swaggy P is Nick Young.
I had no clue.
Guard for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, I was just glad you didn't say something. Yeah, well. I would have broke down.
E-Color.
I'm on learn a day.
As usual, E-Color on the leg. So anyway, so since you talk about Swaggy P, Iggy Azalea, the new classic, somebody reviewed her album, and that's Swaggy P's girl. Damn. Who used to go with ASAP Rocky. You want me to get all TMZ and shit? You want me to get all
no,
pop on niggas?
No, sir. No, sir. We're all just right. Throwing the Beach Boys. Round, get around. Get
around. So I'm just saying. So anyway, somebody reviewed her album. And of course, it got low marks. But there was one line in the album review. Said, white girl from Australia. Big butt. Trying to sound like a Jersey girl. Trying to sound like, no, white girl with a big butt trying to sound like a Jersey girl trying to emulate what a Southern African American woman is supposed to sound like.
Oh.
And motherfuckers want me to be all modern and want to buy this shit. Want to be like, yo, Iggy, yo, that's that shit. You know she fuck with Swaggy P. Really? You know what I'm saying? Wanna call me motherfucking old man and
still on that shit.
Going
baby.
On it, nigga.
We ain't moved on yet, son.
And then I'm asking you, did Iggy Azalea is modern, Australian. She do got a big butt, no question. But why don't y'all niggas show love then?
Cause she's whack, B. It don't matter.
And I come from an era when it was not about what you had. Or what you could do.
Oh, wait a minute.
It was about the music.
Hold up. It's executive produced by T.I. Give her some love.
Nah, son.
I don't give a fuck about the extraterrestrial
no,
shit.
No, sir.
And I meant that on purpose. I don't give a fuck about none of that extra shit.
Oh, shit.
Hey. Give me the music.
Okay.
Let me hear how hot it is.
So before y'all niggas try to go on me talking about I didn't get over shit, I'm saying, isn't that what niggas...
You know the way you came at it, B. But if she was dope...
If it was hot, I would say that. Right.
I don't care who you are.
Like we said, me and him were saying about Nicki Minaj. We think she got skills.
Right. But she ain't displaying it.
She's not displaying the skills, though. We think she got it if she actually
right.
put her mind to it and did it. We think she really has skills to be able to do this.
But I heard some Izzy Igazela.
From Australia.
And I was like, nah. You said you about 15 times in a row, hun. Nah.
Damn, Foster's Australian for beer.
B.
No doubt. So anyway, yo, I did a pre-listen to Skazu and Torre's Barrel Brothers album sampler.
Number two?
Oh my God, nigga, I almost had a coronary. Talking about dope.
Yeah, I guess that'll be album of the week in the future.
Dope. Nigga, you want to know what time it really is?
I guess you gonna tell him.
The Barrel Brothers? Yo.
Yo.
I'm telling you, son. You talking about buying some shit? I'm gonna buy that.
Well, there you go.
Next stop going to Hip Hop Digest. Before I get to that, yo, I'm gonna give a shout out to Damon Deshaun, yo. He riding with King Killer. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you that right now. That brother riding with King Killer. So shout out to him. Next topic is brought to you by Average Bro. And I'm going to let E-Color set this whole thing up. You got your shit together, son?
Oh, I'm setting it up right now, sir.
So, Average Bro, here you go. Your spot, you should be right in the lab.
Oh, boy. So let me go to the beginning of this. I'm going to give it to you how I came. Can't wait to hear you guys discuss the Beats by Dre being bought by Apple. Dre is first... hip-hop's first, he said millionaire, but it should say
billionaire.
Billionaire.
I said, my brain is busted. Stay tuned. He said, billionaire claim isn't false. Yes, Jimmy is making more, but Dre clears $800 million after taxes, according to Forbes. That's a real power move. And I said, for sure. He says, yes. I also said it's for his name. You know, right. Dre didn't create Beats by Dre. His name is on that joint. And so he's getting all that dough for his name.
Okay.
So Average Bro says, yes, for his name. He didn't engineer the headphones, build a factory, develop marketing plan or anything. Just lent his name and likeness. Hell of a return on investment. Tell King Killer that anything he's got to say negative about this is pure hateration. Can't be mad at Dre. Same deal with Combs and the corporate. Both have essentially gotten very rich off their names, not their actual talents. 50 Cent is really the only guy whose name didn't actually make him rich. I don't think anyone buys vitamin water because of him. 50 made a timely investment. Combs, Dre, and Jay are all basically celebrity endorsers. So, what you got to say to that, Killer?
First and foremost, why am I a target?
Because you made yourself a target, sir. I'm going to tell you why.
Well, tell me why I'm a target.
Because you still ain't got over that shit from last week, brother. Niggas is seeing the sensitive nature. And they see if they get at you, you're going to get back at them.
Word.
Instead of ignoring their ass.
Oh, okay.
That's what's up. So it's a chance for them to get on. Okay. So get at them, son.
So anyway, I'm going to try and break that down as best I can. Obviously, Apple set to purchase Beats Electronics for $3.2 billion. Dr. Dre could earn up to $1 billion. Okay. Congratulations to Dr. Dre on that deal. You know what I'm saying? It's already rich. I mean, congratulations. You know what I mean?
You add that $800 million to his whatever millions, and he's going to be a billionaire.
The first hip-hop billionaire.
He's
going
to be a billionaire.
So, in a second line on that, Jimmy Iovine reportedly in talks to join Apple as a special advisor. Just so like your boy said, Jimmy's getting more.
Jimmy's cutting a serious deal. He's going to get paid off that. Plus, he's going to keep continuing to get paid.
Right. Well, you know how Jimmy gets down. No doubt. And third on the list is Dr. Dre, hip-hop's first billionaire, celebrates with Tyrese. And them niggas is on, like, a video for, like, a minute and a half and shit, drunk, tripping, you know, yucking it up, that type of shit. So, you want me to get at motherfuckers? You want me to give an opinion about this whole fucking situation?
Why don't you go ahead and give an opinion, B?
I don't give a fuck if it's Combs, Carter, or Young. Any of them niggas.
A law office.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. The problem is that African Americans got this fucking worship niggas who get money. Gucci Mane got money. Okay, he may not have as much as some of them other niggas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Swaggy P got money. He's an NBA player.
Yeah.
Shit. You know what I mean? But African Americans with this don't diss people who getting money shit. Like, we can't say anything negative with the, you know, all of those cats have made money on some type of exploitation of African Americans. Dre headphones, that shit costs too motherfucking much. And African Americans is sweating because they kids gotta have it.
B, I got nothing to say. You over there saying that, but our daughters...
No yes. doubt. And I'm one of them. You know what I mean? Okay. Carter, who in his lyrics is dissing the average working man. Okay, we talked about this shit last week. Yep. You know what I mean? But then I'm supposed to be like, oh, well, it is Jay-Z. And look at his lovely wife. We can't diss him.
You see her right there.
You see her. You know, like, we can't. Why are you saying something negative about Jay? I mean, why? How could you?
How dare you call
like African Americans are incredulous to people who would look at them and say, you know what? They've done a marvelous job in a capitalistic system, but it comes at a price. Okay? Coombs, another one who's been stepping on a certain brother's headstone to prop up his whole shit. Okay? Don't come at me with this shit, done.
NPR.
Get at them, sir.
Hey, I'm just saying. You know what? Okay, congratulations. All of them from Dr. Dre on down, from a billion on down, have done wonderful things. They have made a lot of money. But certainly, do not look at the man behind the curtain type shit with African Americans. I don't understand. Average Bro, you an intelligent cat. Yes, we can congratulate Dre on the shrewd business move. no doubt. But damn, you know, just like Jordans and them fucking sneakers, niggas is getting shot over. It's ridiculous. It comes at a price. And you gonna get on me because I'm mentioning the price that, you know, that niggas got to pay?
I love it.
You got it right there, B.
I'm being quiet. I want to hear what y'all niggas got to say.
I'm riding with you. I'm riding with you for sure.
I got you 100 on this.
No doubt.
You are correct. As African Americans, we do worship money.
Yep. And we worship who has it.
It don't matter if they're a drug dealer or P. Diddy or whoever.
Don't matter.
We worship these niggas because they got money, and
they
that's how
money.
We do.
Yep.
And it's a damn shame, but that's the truth.
They come throw some turkeys out on Thanksgiving,
and they
it's all
gods.
Good.
Love them.
Why can't my question is, why can't there be a voice of criticism?
There is that voice of criticism.
There you are.
It's right
you
here.
Exist.
No
you
doubt.
You exist.
And
we
you're not
exist.
Alone. You're not alone. There are people that dick ride that feel that way, but they feel like they got a dick ride, B.
Because they don't
that
wanna,
ain't here.
They don't want to look like the outsider.
Right.
By dissing people with money. Because they look like haters.
Yeah.
I got money. I got between $22 and $24 in my wallet right now.
There you got me beat, nigga. I think I might have like 14.
I'm going to shut up before I get hit in the head.
You might get beat up back then.
You know, I just, but in all seriousness, no, I think that deep down, you know what I'm saying? Because like I explained last week, yo, that, you know, I am the opposition. And I question most things. Not all things, but I question most things. And
as
I tend
should.
To look
right.
at, you know, that these gentlemen, young African-American, just, you know, the most, you know, God love them, man. They doing a thing. I can give them props on that. But at the same time, I'm looking at the whole picture. Damn, nigga.
But even with that, how many of them are there?
Ain't that
you know
many of them.
So instead of people working their own way to make their own success, your eyes are all on somebody else's success.
Well,
that you will probably
you need
never
that,
receive.
But I guess, but a lot of people were saying, you know, Dre inspired me, you know, Coombs, you know, Carter inspired me to go for the billion.
How did Dre inspire anybody by being lucky enough to get his name on some headphones?
That's one lucky ass
no
rabbit
doubt.
Shoe. Fucking
yeah.
rabbit
that's
shoe.
That's luck, B.
That's right. A rabbit foot and a horseshoe.
He didn't know
one.
That shit was going to kick that off like that.
Oh, okay. But I'm going to tell you what then. I'll tell
From
you what.
Everything
then,
he gets into, he just
then
makes money.
E. Right. Green, you probably going to get some emails talking about you don't respect Dre's business acumen.
I didn't say that. I did not say that
but
at all.
You have to have some smart.
Exactly.
And you have to. Yeah. To go along with it, just to go along with that luck, yes, he has to be smart and in the right place at the right time.
Right, because you could be lucky and not succeed like that. You know what I'm saying? His business goes all the way back. That nigga got away from what's the dude who got
Suge Knight?
He got away from Suge Knight,
no doubt.
But that's because he had Jimmy Iovine in the corner.
He partnered up with the right person.
Okay, and on top of that,
he's trying to deal with the devil.
And then on top of that, and my last thing, it really isn't really a criticism, but I guess maybe it just lets you know how far those niggas are in the money game, but how regular and how native them niggas are. Him and Tyrese. Tyrese talking about the homie is drunk off Heineken. At his money level, he's still drinking fucking Heineken.
So
first
what?
Of all, and number what? Two, them niggas is on B. Those niggas.
Well, what if he had a bottle of Cristal, nigga? Then you'd be mad at that.
It don't even fucking matter. The fact that them niggas ended up on YouTube yucking it up. I don't know when I looked at CNBC and they profiled fucking like a half a dozen young white, you know, internet startup niggas who had their companies bought from anywhere from 500 to 800 million. I ain't seen none of them motherfuckers on YouTube. None of them motherfuckers yucking it up and shit.
You get real close to Donald Sterling, B. You might want to watch it right here. You want to watch it.
How am I getting close to Sterling, yo?
I don't want no black people in my
B, I'm just telling
money
you.
Money range.
B, I'm just... the facts is out there.
Yeah, but,
Dre,
but that's just them.
Okay.
But what he's saying is that you... A billionaire white man could walk down the street and you would know he was rich.
That's
because
true.
Because he'd have on jeans and a shirt.
Right.
Driving a
Possibly.
Regular fucking car mostly.
Possibly.
Fucking Prius.
Prius.
I ain't even trying to hear you that, B. Not a billionaire.
For the most part, millionaire niggas has got 45 Benzes in their lot. They got a big ass house. They got all kinds of shit to show that they got money.
Right.
And they going to look at you like, nigga, you ain't shit. And that's, I got money.
And that's part of the African American, again, celebration of niggas with money. They going to buy more shit and floss more. So look at me.
Look at me. There you go.
Nigga, yeah. I got money.
Look at me. But like I said, the billionaire and millionaire white guy, he's got one car. Because he can't drive but one at a time.
Pretty much. Or he's got a helicopter.
And he's set. His grandkids is set.
Yeah, that's the point right there.
Well.
That's the point. Well, that money lasts a long run.
Well, so, again, I'm sure I'm going to get a gang of motherfucking avalanche of motherfucking mail on niggas.
But I think they're going to agree with you, though, B. Really? They want to be honest with themselves.
They got to agree with you.
Yeah. For real. And we're not dick riding here at the Hip Hop Diamond Show. We're just saying. But when real straight ass talk, that's what it is.
No doubt.
It's a worship of the money culture.
Indeed. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest is, I like to try to promote some peace between the Digest community members.
Uh-oh.
Had a little fracas breakout. The Houston socialite, the governor was involved in it.
Oh, shit.
The governor, he promoted Houston.
Yeah, buddy.
The governor, Bagari Black was involved as well.
You're looking like Martin O'Malley out there right now.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, you had everything from shit was kicking off from the symphony. If you were that whole topic about the symphony, if you were going to A&R a new one, what would it look like? All the way to the documentary about, you know, how hip hop started.
Founding fathers.
And Houston socialite said that her uncle went in on a rant between Flowers and Kool Herc, and that Flowers didn't get enough props and this, that, and the third, and that she, in order to really understand, needs to be a DJ. Wow, yo, let's promote some peace here.
Well, you know, as we know, we do the, have we named this shit yet, where we have the listener participation?
No, we're going to try to get Houston Socialite. Is that next show?
Next week, right?
Next week.
Yes, next week.
So she'll be able to explain herself.
She'll be able to explain herself. Well, I guess the point I'm just saying is that I'm going to promote some peace here. The governor, who's like, you know, some songs are sacred. I agree with that. I can get down with that. You know what I'm saying? This was just for fun. You know, nobody's actually going to remake the symphony.
Be careful.
Really?
There was a lot of good mentions, and there was a lot of fucked up ones, too.
There was.
Never
well,
know.
DJ Q had a comprehensive list, so I'll run through his in a minute. Back to the documentary. Again, I have to say, you know, and I'm using this as an example. This week, there... in the house world, they're celebrating Larry Levan. Okay. Now, does Flowers deserve celebration? All these guys in the documentary deserve some type of props? Yes, they do. I'm not saying they don't.
Right.
But here we are with this constant bickering because certain events took place between Herc and Bambaataa that I'm sorry. It didn't take place when those other guys was in effect.
But that doesn't mean it doesn't matter.
It does matter. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Right.
I'm just saying that certain events didn't take place. And I'm only saying that from, you know, all due respect and love. You know what I'm saying? If you were brought up like I was brought up in hip hop, the reign of the South on a commercial level is a long ass nuclear winter.
Damn.
And I'm in a motherfucking shelter waiting to come out. Every now and then, Sky Zoo and Torre drop a barrel, brothers, and you know what I'm saying? We get some hot joints and shit, Kurt G constantly at the end of the show with the butters. I mean,
indeed.
You know, we got things to keep us warm in the nuclear shelter, but it's cold out there.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Every now and then, we got to come out and kill a rat and eat it.
Yeah, every now and then.
What was the name of that movie with Denzel? Where he was like supposed to be bringing the Bible and shit. It was only in Braille.
Damn, I know what the movie you're talking about. But
I've been drinking, so don't get me.
Book of Elijah.
Yeah, there,
like
yeah, there
that.
You
yeah.
go. That's what I feel like now. You're talking about nuclear winter and shit.
Well, yeah, that's how I feel. You know what I mean? The rain of the South. I feel like the nuclear winter out this month, folks. You know what I'm saying? But that's not gonna. That is not diminishing what I hold sacred. And I guess I feel the same way with these guys. Who, to me, again, they were some of the great DJs, great sound systems. They have their own era.
right,
and should kind of prop up their own era,
yeah, true,
instead of trying to come in and give a side eye to herking them niggas. I mean,
I suppose you're right, but
I'm just,
it's not like some young boys come in and create a new Hip Hop Digest and get all kind of accolades because whatever they've done is just a slight different than what we do. Will we be mad? Will we care?
I mean,
as long as it's not called a Hip Hop Digest, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
And you can best believe that there are some young guys out there probably who will end up blowing, even though we could put 500 shows in, but maybe we never blow, and that's okay.
But we are copywritten.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do own this.
So don't forget, I'll sue.
We own everything but the music.
So, nah, B, I mean, I don't understand. To this point, I'm still trying to grasp it's hard for me to grasp what, you know, other than historical facts, what they're trying to get at. I think you have more of a sensibility toward that than
me.
Yeah,
I do, because like I said, when we discussed the film, we cannot dismiss them because of their passion for wanting to be recognized, because it is absolutely valid that they do get some recognition.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that they, you know, can come and be dissing the other cats that did get recognized.
But their recognition cannot come at Herc or Flash and Bambaataa's expense.
Right.
So, and that's what it seems like they want. They want recognition at those niggas' expense.
I think that's just right now. I think for the fact that that film got out and people were watching it and getting aware of it, that alone will give them some feeling of credibility and responsibility for what's going on.
No,
they will never be looked at as the three kings, or so to speak. But to get some light, good for them.
Indeed. So, you know, shout out to DJ Q, who gave a most comprehensive list on the recreation of the symphony. Female, Jean Grey, Rod Digger, Lauryn Hill, and Rhapsody.
That might be dope, B.
No doubt. Even with Lauryn Hill in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember how she used to flow?
Oh, B, I'm just saying, B, you be frogging on Lauryn Hill.
No, let me make this clear.
Album, right? It's that
the
album.
Miseducation has miseducated niggas on what a hip-hop album is.
I disagree, but...
Well, we gonna always disagree on that.
He even threw in a South version, Andre, Fonte, J-Elect, Bun B, or Scarface.
Yep.
You got to respect that.
Yep.
West Coast, Opio, Souls of Mischief, Kendrick Lamar, I don't know about that, Delta Funk, Hobo Sabian, and Razzcast.
I would listen to that.
No doubt. Detroit, Eminem, Illzod, Royce da 5'9", and Guilty Simpson. I could take Marshall out of that.
I was going to say, it depends on which Marshall shows
up. Yeah. As long as the...
Well, maybe because it's the symphony, Marshall will
as long as
will
it,
do
it's
his
produced
drill.
By Apollo Brown, I'm all right.
No doubt.
Or the tall black guy.
Yeah.
Or Black Milk.
Black Milk. No doubt. He's a house shoes. You can throw a lot of names
in
there.
Yeah, come on, man. Detroit.
Detroit basketball.
You know what I mean? No doubt. So, anyway, in case y'all got anything, that's all I got.
All right, sir.
No angry intern this week.
No doubt.
No angry intern this week. All right, then.
Kurt G, albums of the week.
Albums of the week. We got J-Live, Around the Sun. Thank you, Governor.
Oh, I'm telling you. I said it last week. He's saying it this week.
Yes.
That's J-Live, what's up.
Around the Sun. And Pharrell Munch, PTSD, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. And then we got the instrumental album, The Beat Phonics Crew, Back to the Basics.
No doubt. So... Yo, I guess I ain't feeling any type of way, but I'm feeling good. I'm gone.
There it is.
In some type of way. One.
Peace.
J-Live, yeah. New Mark, yeah. some talk. Guess it's time to rise and shine and wake up, drink water, stretch, hit the shower. Wash off yesterday, wrapped in the now like a towel. Soak up wisdom of degrees, fresh like the flow that follows with ease. Eat something in between my wants and needs. Strive to feed my hunger and starve my greed. Walk the planet among the stars and read any and all that inspire to succeed. Best way to shake the cob, worldwide webs out your head. Jump off the screen, jump on the scene, post up, whole court, pivot and shoot the shit. When the candy hits the eye, the honey catch flies and I know I'm fly, but you want a butterfly, then be a butterfly. I hit the gym and try to float like one, but in my own way. A flare and a pattern that could only be Jay. When you walk like, what you talk like? Talk like, what you walk like? Walk like, what you talk like? What you walk like? What you talk like? What you walk like? What you talk like? What you walk like? The way I spin break beats, make beats and talk. The way I eat, sleep, drink, fuck, spit, yeah. In the world going mad, it's hard to live right. Boys get beastie, young and old alike. Some were never taught, some knew better. Some get real clever, some too clever. Some say ain't gaff when things go football. The world's too easy, it's words or whatever. Some claim heartless, but just heartbroken. Won't look inward, but so outspoken. Lack heart as in scared. Fear preys on the unprepared. Prayers go unheard. Verbal checks bounce and bond escapes word. Life escapes, bodies erased, it's absurd. Looking for love, but your vision's so blurred. The same hunger gets called thirst and just curbed. Hung out to dry, but you want a butterfly, then be a butterfly. Float and sing too, we work it out. Refinements never done. To climb new heights each time around the sun. When you walk like, what you talk like? Talk like, what you walk like? Walk like, what you talk like? What you walk like? What you talk like? What you walk like? What you talk like? What you walk like?
Yeah, yeah, Wings. Hey yo, which ring of your mansion can survive on its own? And then which ring can I use to fly to my home? Yo, my four-door escort, no escort at all. Yo, I die alone, blown, smoke a cone and I'm gone. Witty ain't it, no art without your city painted. Yo, Diddy made it, well not the band that our city hated. Land with Biggie, smoked blunts and spoke about it. So I rolled up, smoked blunts and spoke about it. And if you see a bag of weed on the floor, what the fuck you gon' do? Pick it up, pick it up. And if you don't know the answer to that question, motherfucker, what the fuck I'm gon' do?
Fuck you up, fuck you up.
Yo, collision, explode, no vision, cargo. Wrapped around a telephone pole, where'd your car go? Old English sipping, split lips, sitting in the kitchen. Chicks naked, in an apron, cooking chicken, yes I'm living.
Where's that leap of freedom on your cold face? Where's so high you can fly, now you know space? Where's that beauty, it's so soft and it's so way? Time to soar, need it more so I don't stay. You can leap off, freedom on your cold face. You can fly at the sky, that's your home base. It's so beautiful, soft in its own way. Reach your heights, don't be scared, you have wings.
Yeah. Fly Pacino butter singing, then they say la vie. Scott Page, you're reading, sipping on the balcony. Gianna Michaels on his arm, what you saying to him? What you saying to him?
Nothing.
What you saying to him? Young Marlon Brando, steady smoking on that endo. Born Napoli dawn, one snapping it gone. Great Leota slain, please throw him through the window. No blood in the vehicle, the Beamer is a rental. An isolated incident could be coincidental. With bravado and wit in the Louisville, empty they mantle. Heisenberg lifestyle, no money left, fucking bent. Taking shots in the dark like Sonny Red. My glass full, but my car's on empty. Make the eyes bug like Lars Mars sent me. I'm Val Venus, no malfeasance in my Adidas. Elitist, no need in the tag, beat him, barely breaking a sweat.
It's that leap off, freedom on your cold face. It's so high, you can fly, now you know space. It's the beauty, it's so soft in its own way. Time to soar, need it more so I don't stay. You can leap off, freedom on your cold face. You can fly at the sky, that's your home base. It's so beautiful, soft in its own way. Reach your height, don't be scared, you have wings.
Wings. Fly. Wings. 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 Wings.
fly.
Taken its audiences by storm, which may be explained by its theme, which is both poignant and different.
Full body soul, yeah, Chuck Norris karate boots. When my warm heart turns cold, I need a sake shoe. Niggas is Nazi truths, rude boy, naughty roots. Made it to 2012 just to see Romney lose. My whole posse holds shotties like we know Gotti. Had the whole lobby popping like a dope party. Filled the list full of nobodies. Niggas need remote control cars. I just sold my old Audi. $5,000 off with the boss. It's all camp for the long day. All days off, we get it always. Call it the squad. The guacamole, the guap, the Guatemalan models. Model for God. Pull out a genie bottle. Fill it with promises for your seeds tomorrow. And leave your saws at the back doors. Time to crawl. A slam dance. Let the boys be boys. Grab cans, mic stands. Technique 1200. Writing jams like jelly, peanut butter and wolf. They not ready, dropping heavy like a crate on your foot. Spit out a levy, this is deep, yo. It's deeper than Atlantis on the coast of Los Angeles. You might get shot by a camera cannon. Leroy, you niggas niggas is true decoys. Blew the last B-boy, breaking faces for making that cheap noise. Bring them toys out, boy scout that road trout. Make hoes bounce like a whole ounce. You suck poison out snakes, you suck that much. I don't rap about gats, but you gon' make the raps bust gats. Tuck, act up, you sad duck, my shit swan. I'm Don John, you just a bad mutt, bad luck. Stat mad bucks, till I'm a fat fuck. Slap fucks out of a porn for my gas bus. Raps, wrap it up right quick, let it drive stick. Hershey get around like clockwork. My time tick, 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 ticking all the time. No stopping on the dime, hold you out of your mind. And I got mine, throw my money, time is money, and I'm right on time. Got a wallet big as Chris Wallace. Why you watch your mind, wash your mouth out. I'm about that, put and go in my mouth. Know that south about that, by that boy, don't doubt it. You be swimming with the trout out in Vegas, trying to get famous. I be trying to tell them boys about it, but they be aiming, kernin'.
Then I break next, no need to try it. Rap computer, the rap MC style of Luda. For the back, I keep a cool for the mind and hail the Buddha. Whip MCs with these rhymes, for MCs with props can give me mine. I lay it on the line. Back in the day, Bonita was a hit. Still in 94, it's my favorite. Trooper blocks and blocks with pool balls and sweat socks. Just something I learned from the uptown hard rock and whip kids. It only figures that you hate me. I feel like the Fonz, cause all your girls wanna date me. But kill the nonsense, MCs grab the mic and get tense. Wow. Due to the rhymes, I dispense in the mouth. Microphone check, 1, 2, mic check, get the dialect.
The skills be amazing. Used to be a young buck, but now my skills they rose like Jalen. I'm misbehaving and spraying lyrics with the rough and ruggedness. You can't with this fool, you get rough with this too. I don't play boy, but naked chicks is my specialty. I wreck your D and have your trick laying naked next to me. Well, actually on top of me, and then I rock a G. Twist the optimal spark and see it last longer than Monopoly. And now I'm obsessed. Now I'm obsessed. I'm the best, get so believe it. You'll get defeated if you wanna butt heads like Beavis. You're stupid or something, cause throw the glue, my flow is butter, bro. With the skills that pay the bills, but don't go out like Buffalo. So go for what you know, and I go for what I know. Them suckers be hitting high notes when I let my nine go. I fly so you can't see me. I rock it freely, hanging late night with the boys without WEB. CD, I'm out the store, cause your bombs are out of order. My style is water, your style's worth about a freaking quarter. So catch it in and buy yourself a pack of bubble.
I'm troublesome.
The GF